DW. I do miss you. You can call me if you want to. Bye.
That's my dad.
I am Rock.
Yeah, I didn't yell too loud, did I? And I didn't finish the
crack.
All right. Sorry to miss you again. Have fun. Love you. Bye.
My friends all know him by his nickname. Cred.
Freak. Is there another game? You know, playoffs. Have fun. Bye. Love you.
He's one of the most amusing and genuinely happy humans you could ever hope to meet.
Yo, DW, I got my boots back. All right. Isn't that amazing? Some man knew my name and brought him to Bonnie, and she gave him to me and just got home. I love you, son. Bye.
I love him with all my heart, but he's slowly losing his memory.
Freak.
And his mind.
Iron Man just finished. I'm wondering, you must have saw Iron Man too, right? Anyway, I think I saw that. But, I hope so. If not, I guess I can see it on TV sometime. I'm pretty sure I must have seen it. Well, have fun and a good weekend. And I'm curious what the temperature is down there. I'll get back at you. Bye.
He was a bicycle messenger in San Francisco from the late 60s to the early 80s. He's a recovering alcoholic, and he's had dozens of concussions and broken bones from accidents on the job. He spent a little time in prison, did more than his share of psychedelic drugs, and he was homeless for a portion of my childhood.
Yo, DW, twice. I heard the phone ring, walked in the door, answered. Had a dial tone. So, I was visiting my neighbor, Florine. I was figuring it might have been you. I don't know, but have a good weekend. Bye.
About a year ago, he was living alone in a small town in Northern California, attending a behavioral health center that helped him take care of some of the adult stuff that he couldn't handle anymore. But he was still struggling.
Yo, DW, I just wondered, did Dennis call you? Thanks, bye.
At that time, I was spending at least an hour a day on the phone with either him or his counselor, Dennis, trying to help him keep it together. But it wasn't working.
Hey, Danny, this is Dennis. I'm calling after all of my optimism yesterday with your dad. We had a major setback last night. He's okay, but I believe he'll be receiving an eviction notice today over him almost burning the place down last night. So if you could please give me a call, I'd really appreciate it again. Thank you.
I spent my entire adolescence embarrassed and ashamed of who my father was. And then I spent my 20s ashamed of myself for being so embarrassed about my dad, who was a good person.
Yo, DW, two things. Number one, they want me to go down there, be in the same turf as you and Sarah. Number two, the 49ers gave none other than Randy Moss a workout today. How about that? Bye.
And now it looked like I might have to spend my 30s taking care of my dad. But I wasn't sure if I was ready for that.
Maybe I'll catch you sometime. Bye. Have fun. I love you.
It felt like my only options were to turn my back on my dad, someone I really loved, and allow his life to continue to spiral out of control. Or completely change my own life and do my best to live with him and all his strange behaviors and bad habits. To be completely honest, I felt resentful. Just the fact that I was forced to make a decision like this. didn't seem fair.
The ODWI was filling out of a change of address form, and I couldn't remember your address on Michigan Street. Right, thanks. Later, bye.
So I moved him into my house, but it's been hard.
Well, I told you to wake me up before you left, freak.
I like having him around, but I work all day, and while I'm gone, he hops onto his bike and goes out exploring. He loves riding his bike more than anything. Unfortunately, he's amazing at finding his way into trouble.
Yo, D-Dub, don't forget Ripley's Law, freak.
He's 65 years old, and in the past 2 years alone, he's had at least 5 serious bike accidents and broken his wrist on his skateboard. Every time he leaves the house, he always manages to lose something. His wallet, his keys, his hat, his teeth, his bike. Sometimes he forgets his way home, and when he does come home, his pockets are filled with bizarre souvenirs from the day. Cigarette butts, bottle caps, rocks, screws, anything shiny or made of plastic.
Freak.
And business cards from pretty much every store in town.
Oh well, get that. Anyway, did you hear about Lance Armstrong getting stripped? All them medals. Pretty cool, huh?
Good. Good.
Wonder what they'd do if they found out you were smoking pot. You'd get stripped for that, too. Who knows? I love you. Have fun. Bye.
He's kind of a hoarder, too. So all the weird stuff he fills his pockets with every day ends up spread out or hidden around the house.
What? Still not available? This is the second time I called you today. Already. Hey! Look how late it is, too. I'm gonna go look at the clock.
I don't know if it's because of his memory loss or if he just can't help himself.
It's almost 3 o'clock! I ought to...
But we end up having the exact same conversation pretty much daily, where I beg him not to bring the world's trash into our house. And every time he looks me in the eye and swears he'll never do it again.
Hope you're having fun. Anyway, I watched the USA win the World Cup of sailing. I got to watch a panoramic view of our city by the bay. It was so cool.
It can get really frustrating at times.
Anyway, I love you. Have fun. Bye.
But when he's at his best, he's honestly one of my favorite people in the whole world. He's funny. He's kind. He's almost always in a good mood. And he's better at laughing at himself than anyone I've ever met.
Freak. Reek.
Yeah, I just wanted Florine's number. Hope I see you soon. Bye.
My dad's always been a weird guy. He got the nickname Crud as a bike messenger, and he likes to yell it out as loud as he can when he's riding his bike through a tunnel or an underpass.
Ugly. Just kidding. Well, that's nothing like being in the middle of the woods, huh? I love you. Hope y'all are having a wonderful time.
Early on in my life, I hated how strange he was. Everybody knew my dad was the weird guy on the bike, with no shoes and a propeller on his hat. But as I got older, I learned to appreciate it. He didn't care at all what the world thought of him. In fact, I honestly believe it never even crosses his mind. I know it sounds cliche, but every minute of every day is kind of like an adventure to him. He has unlimited optimism that something amazing is always just about to happen.
Reek! 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 Reek!
Hey, do you have an air needle? If so, call me and tell me where, please. Friday night. Thank you, bye.
And that type of genuine optimism is really infectious. It's hard to stay in a bad mood for long when he's around. He'll get you laughing at something, one way or another. Even if it's at his own expense.
Yo! Boy! Mierda! Si! Go! Soy! Veo! 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 Yo! Soy! Mas! Veo! De! Veo! Si! Yo! Soy! Veo!
Unfortunately, that same optimism seems to have disabled his ability to learn any real lessons. No matter how many times he gets the same negative result from the same situation, he never changes his behavior. He just tells me or anyone who will listen some story about why it's going to work out next time.
Venga aquí a mirar a gigantes! Mijo, vámonos, adiós.
He's always left me crazy messages, and for most of my life, I really enjoyed listening to them. Somehow, they always remind me not to let the outside world have too much of an influence over the things that I think are really important. At a glance, a lot of the world might write my dad off as crazy. He does have some strange behaviors and weird quirks. But anyone who spends enough time with him can't help but really like him.
Reek! Yeah. Run! Yes, I am the ugliest of ugly. Ugly, 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 ugly.
Have fun.
Lately, whenever he calls me, he leaves the exact same message, over and over again, dozens of times.
Reek. I am the ugliest of ugliest. Ugly.
It's eerie how identical they all sound. I feel like it has something to do with his memory loss, which has been getting much worse since he moved down here.
I am I am the ugliest of ugly.
Oh, I missed you. Have fun. I love you. Bye.
Even though I love my dad with all my heart, it can be really hard to live with someone who's losing their mind. I want him to be accountable for his behavior, but I don't even know if that's fair anymore. Sometimes I lose my temper with him. Other times, I still feel resentful. Mostly, though, I just feel powerless and sad that I have to watch him go through this.
Reek!
Have fun.
But I know in the end, I'd much rather be here to watch him go through it in person than spend the rest of my life living with the regret that I let him go through it alone.